This is a Citroën News Update. Art and data meet in a new art piece now on display at Oliver Woods Community Center, visualizing the history of Nanaimo. Histogram Histories is the newest temporary public art installation from the city of Nanaimo, created by multidisciplinary artist Kieran Jacques Corr. The piece is a hanging fabric installation located in the community center's lobby, showcasing different graphs tracking the changes of seven different data points across the city of Nanaimo throughout the last six decades.
All right, so this is Histogram Histories. It's a hanging installation of these fabric cylinders, and each row of the installation represents a different metric through time for the city of Nanaimo. So we go back from, I think, 1970s or 60s, and then through to the current decade. And we're looking at things like maximum temperature, minimum temperature, population growth, number of restaurants, some cultural things in there too. And then there's a really cool one called Arrival Patterns, which is a community engagement piece. And then also, it's all part of the conversation, right? It's sort of, how do we look at data? How do we interpret data? How can we use data to tell our stories? And then, of course, there's some other things that we noticed. So I did one for the number of languages, and then that one was really neat because you'd think that, you know, back in the day, there's lots of languages spoken as well, but the census form was different. So the census form had like English, French, and other, and that was it. So you've got like three, and then when it was a more open form and they had better inclusion, then you get to like 300 languages. So it's also, you start thinking about that and how that's changed through time.
That was Corr explaining the seven different graphs displayed in her newest art piece. The graphs each represent population, number of languages spoken, maximum extreme temperature, minimum extreme temperature, number of restaurants, number of Chinook, and arrival patterns.
It's a histogram, which is like a chart that, they're kind of upside down actually, but a histogram is a chart that counts something. So you can kind of count anything. In this case, we counted population and different demographic information as well as cultural information as well. And it's data, which is usually interpreted as being cold and factual and boring.
Growing up in a community-owned fabric store, Corr says they wanted to have the data come alive with colorful fabrics used to create the graphs. The data was collected through census records and information collected through the Nanaimo Community Archives.
I originally thought that if I had some aerial maps of Nanaimo, I would be able to kind of calculate some statistics off of that. And I was lucky to be able to go into the Nanaimo archives and work with Jillian and Christine there. And they gave me some ideas. Actually, Christine came up with the idea for the number of restaurants. She's like, oh, you need a cultural one, something that's like fun and maybe restaurants. And so the restaurant one is actually based off of listings in the Yellow Pages. So that's neat because they have all these Yellow Pages from back in time and you go through and you see them. So you see them increase and then you see them decrease. And then you're like, are there actually fewer restaurants or did people just stop listing in the Yellow Pages? So, you know, that's kind of a fun one.
She says it was an interesting project being able to research and look at the changes in the data for each of the graphs.
I think when we look at temperature, for example, temperature is like, it's been increasing, we know that, but like by a degree or 2 degrees or 3 degrees or something. And a lot of that change is condensed to the most recent decade. So the years before, the decades before that kind of look like not much change is happening. And then visualizing it physically, because I just normalized everything to inches. So the longest ones are about 100 inches, but they represent different numbers. You can't really tell. And then you're like, but if you looked at the actual data, you're like, oh, that is actually higher.
During the research stage, community members were able to add their own input about when they first arrived in Nanaimo, which Corr incorporated, displaying their names and arrival year written on pink fabric sewn on the fabric cylinders of the arrival pattern graph.
Yeah, so that piece came together as sort of a way to involve the community in this sort of storytelling of this piece. And you can see there are these long cylinders and they're wrapped around by these ribbons. And on each ribbon, it has a name of somebody and the year that they came to or were born in Nanaimo. So we solicited that information through a survey and also a box here at Oliver Woods where people were able to write on the ribbon and drop it in. And if they did a survey, then you'll see my writing on a lot of them. So I wrote them, stitched them together, and then wrapped them around. So it's kind of a neat way to engage people in the process of data collection and obviously like the art display as well, but it kind of makes people think a little bit more about like, okay, what's included here, but then also like what's missing. So it's just engaging them in that process. But yeah, so you can see there's like disproportionately, you know, a lot more people in the 2010 and 2020s, which if you lived here, you might think, oh, that feels right. That's when people came in. But you might also start to think of like, okay, well, who uses a community center? Who answered that? A lot of kids kind of find it fun and interesting to do. So you can, you can see how the data might be skewed, but also very inclusive of anybody who wanted to participate.
More information about CORE's research and photographs can be found on their website at kieranjotart.com. Histogram Histories is on display at the Oliver Woods Community Center until 2030. For Sichuan News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Mid-Coast Morning, at chly.ca/news.